bring Bikurim with. The Yadud Ho'echod, and the other Dud, the Yadud Ho'echod, Kainim Rois. The other basket has bad figs, very big ones. That you can't eat them since they're so big. One basket has terrible bad figs. Is hatoibis. What do you mean? You have good ones. Elo tzadikim gemurim. These are tzadikim gemurim. So mashal to the tzadikim gemurim. Tainim harois. What do you mean? Before Gishmi, we tainim hatoibis. The good figs. Elo tzadikim gemurim. Tainim harois. The bad figs. Elo rishoyim gemurim. These are the mashal to the rishoyim gemurim. The Shema Torah, maybe you would say that the Rishoyim Amamish lost, and Ova Sivrom, they lost their Sivrom, or Botu Sechuyim, there's no hope for them anymore, you won't see any Paris from the Rishoyim. Tamulayim, another Pasuk says, Hadudoyim Nos Mereich. That no, the Dudoyim means both baskets give off a nice smell. That means Elo V'Elo Asidim Shiit Mereich. That the Rishoyim also eventually will give off Reich. It means after they get the Reinish and they do Tshuva, they'll also give out Reyach, they'll also be some Naches from the Rishoyim also. Dorish Rava, the Rava Dashans. My Yisib, what does the Pasuk say? Hadudoyim Nos Mereich. That the baskets gave off nice smell. Elo Bechura Yisrael. There's one drasha goes on, the Bechura Yisrael. Shaloi Tomu Tamchet. That the young Bochrim, they weren't torn Tamchet. Didn't do any Chatoim, and his Nus they didn't do. On the Pesach, they're all nice, good things. They used to tell the husband exactly when they were in Nida. That the husband shouldn't come to them when they were in Nida. That was a shvach upon the Bnei Yisrael. Another pshat was, means that they didn't have any znus with anybody else. They used to tie up their mokum only for the husband. They were open. They didn't have beer with anybody else. Right, the Pasuk says, Chadoshim Gam Yishonim. You have new ones and also you have old ones. Doidi Tzofanti Loch, my loved ones, I'm waiting for you. What does this mean? In Shir HaShirim, Omro Knesset Yisrael Lefnei Kodesh Baruch Hu, Klai Yisrael Totu HaShir Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Harbe Gzeiros Gozarti Al Atzmi. A lot of Gzeiros we made upon ourselves means the Din D'Rabbonin. All the Gzeiros the Rabbonin made, Yosef Masha Gozarti Alai, more than what the Torah told us to do, the Kiyamtim, and we will Mekayim, that's a Shvach for Klai Yisrael, that the Mekayim, not only the Yishonim, the old Takonis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but also the Chadashim, the new ones, of Divrei Seifim. Omalei Rav Chizda Lehum Rabbonin, the Hevei Komisad Ragara Tekaimei, Rav Chizda told over to the Talmidim, to Rabbonin, that was saying over Hagarata in front of him, Mi Shmi Lecho, did you hear anything? What's Pshan this Posik? Chadoshim Gam Yishonim. What does it mean? New ones and old ones. Maha, what does the Posik mean? Like, how do you have a new Torah and an old Torah? How do you have two things? Omalei, Yensen and back, Elo Mitzvahs Kalis, the Elo Mitzvahs Chamuris. One means the easy mitzvahs, and one means the hard mitzvahs. Omalei, Yensen and back, that can't be Pshat. What do you mean, Chadoshim Yishonim? The Chitorah, Pomim, Nitno. Was the Torah given at different times? One time you have the Mitzvahs Kalis, and another time the Mitzvahs Chamuris. The whole Torah was given at one time. So right, why is it called Chadoshim and Yishonim? Elo, the Pshat has to be, Halol Midivrei Torah. Heis Yishonim, the old one means what it says in the Torah, Lachol Mashim Sinah, what it says in the Torah. The Halol, the Chadoshim means Midivrei Soifim. What the Rabbonim will mistaken, the Takon is the Rabbonim, that's called Chadoshim. Dorash Rova, my Dichsib, what does the Pasuk say? Yeah. The Rashi said before, Yedivrei Soifim Dashi, Chadoshim Sheneschatshu B'chol Dor V'Dor Ligdor Gedev Siyag. The Rabbonim made Takonis every single generation, they made new Takonis, and all those Takonis Klai Yisrael was Mekayim. Right, my Yisrael was the same Pasuk in Kehelis, the end of Kehelis. The Yoyser Mehema, more than this, Shlomo Melech is saying, V'ni, he Zoyer Asoy Svorm Harbi. V'ni, be careful with making a lot of Svorm. What does that mean? V'ni, he Zoyer B'divrei Soifrim. It means, my children, Klai Yisrael, B'nizze what the Chom tell us to do. B'nizze B'divrei Soifrim means what the Rabbonim tell us. Yoisem Medivrei Torah, more than what it says in the Torah. Shedivrei Torah, Yeshbem Essay, Feloisasay. The Torah says Essay is do and Loisasay is not to do. The Essay has an Oinish and Loisasay has Malkis. Of a Medivrei Sofrim, when the Rabbanan told you to do something and you don't listen to the Rabbanan, the Klal is, koloiver adivrei soifrin chayiv misa. There's no anini from chayiv misa like you have in the Gemara in Brochus. If you don't listen to what the Rabbonin say, is a parit gather yeshchenu nochash. The misa the Rabbonin usually is a snake bites you and kills you. So be very careful for what the con is the Rabbonin made. Shrashi asay v'lois asay yesh bem shem bem chayiv misa. His midrash, so a lot of mitzvahs don't have a chiyuv misa. Avo divrei soifrim chayovim misa kulam. Kedichsev uparit gedah yeshchenu nochish. If you don't listen to the rabbanon, you break the fence, a snake will come and bite you. Vayit yishem etoyme, maybe you could ask the question, Eibazoi, im yesh b'mamish mifnei malo nichtavu, if there are such svaras to make these takonas, how come the Torah didn't write it? Why weren't they written down in the Torah? The Torah says, o makro, asay svaram harbi en kate. If you come to write down all the takonas, everything, that shayach, there's no end to it. In other words, it wasn't shayach to write down so much. So that's why it all wasn't written. There's a tam to everything, and that's why the Rabbanim now, with their tam, they dash in the Torah, that they hold this is what should be done. Right, the post says, Vaitin kelis, v'lag harbi yigiyas boser. Post means if you lag, you learn a lot, you'll become weak. Omer rapopo v'rei de rav acho bar ada, mishmei de rav acho bar ula. Melamed shekol hamaleg al divrei chachamim has vadashin the word lahag from a lashon of malhig of like laughing at him, making fun of. Shekol hamaleg, whoever makes fun of al divrei chacham, what the chacham tell us is nidon, you get an einish, but soya roisches, you'll be burnt up in boiling hot at soya, boiling hot junk. That's what will be einish. So that's what the pasuk means. Melag harbi gias boser. If you laugh at chachamim, you'll get back a tremendous einish. Maskev lo rovo. Mik siv lag. There's a say with an ayin lag, like laughing. Lag siv. Loshna bim ayin, learning a lot. Elo, what the pasuk means like this. Kolohoigu behen. Kozaman you learn in chazatera, toyim tam boso. You could say to find a new time in learning the Gemara. And Rashi says, Kolohoigu behen. Bechol shah shah de machzir. Ve divrei tera. Kozaman you chazir. Divrei tera. Moitzib one time. You'll always find a new time, something new in the Gemara. That's true on this posse. For Larak Harbi, if you chazer a lot of Gemara, you giyas bosa. You come to have a good time of meat, means you'll enjoy the learning. Tana Rabbonin, Maisa Rebbe Kiva, Shoyachovish Abay Sasurim. When Rebbe Kiva was old already, they put him into prison. Voy Rebbe Yeshua Hagarsi Meshosi. He had a Talmud of Yeshua Hagarsi, he was his Meshorus. He took care of him. Is Bechol Yoim Vyoim Hoyamachnisan Loy Mayim Bemida. Every day he brought in a lot of water to Rebbe Kiva. So Bekiva had to wash Negovasa, and then he had to wash his hands, and then he would sit down to eat and to drink. Yoy Mechad one time, Motzah Shreima Vesasurim, the watchman of the jail, found that this Yeshua Gassi bringing in a big bucket of water to Bekiva. Omaloy, Hayoy Mechem Rubim, you're bringing in too much water today. Shem Malachta Vesasurim Atatzorach, maybe you need to try to break jail, you want to climb underneath. Lachta to dig underneath and escape, but that's what you want the water for. So Mele Shofa Chetzian, the Shomer, spilled out half the water, said too much. The Nosan Lechetzian only gave him half of the water. Is Kishibo Etzer Rebbe Kiva. When Yeshua Garza came there in front of Rebbe Kiva with only half of the pitcher of water, Omaloi, Yeshua, Einatzi Yedeya Shezokin Ani, V'chayet Luyim V'chayecho. I'm an old person already and I rely on you. In other words, I can't eat unless I wash my hands first. I have to wash Negavas. I'm Samech on you. So Rashi Shainli Yelama Shata Naisim Zamanli. I only have to drink what you give me. So Bazay, you're not giving me enough now. Is Sachloi Koloi Samura. So if Yeshua told over the home Isa why today he brought in less water than usual. Omaloi, he told, so Bekiba told him, Tainli Mayim Shetu Yodai. Even though I don't have enough water now for everything, the first thing is let me wash my hands. I wash Negovasa, so I wash before I eat. Is Omaloi. So if Yeshua answered back, we don't have enough water to drink. You want to wash your hands? So, washing hands could be in here. Tosis learns here, it means washing hands before you eat. Now, we'll soon see Tosis Kasha. We'll soon see. So, the kid said, so he said, but we don't have enough water to drink. You want to wash your hands? Is Omaloi, so the kid answered back, my answer, what can I do? That if you don't listen to what the rabbanon say, yichayiv misa. Memela mutiv almost misa satsmi. I'd rather off die by starvation, die a normal death. For lo ever adas chaver, I don't want to be over an issa the rabbanon. Mela didn't want to eat without washing his hands first. is Omru, they said over the Maisa was Loitoyem Klum. He did not eat or drink anything of Akiva at Shehevi Lemayim until he finally brought him water, Venoto Yodav, and he used the water to wash his hands with. That was the Maisa. So the Gemara, Kishashamu Chachomim Bedover, when the Chom heard over about this Maisa Omru, they said about Akiva, Shvach, Ma Bezikunusakach. Madach is so makbet to mekayim all the dim the rabbonins when he was so old. The yaldus alachas kama v'kamon. Avada when he was young and had more koyches. Avada was mekayim bedigduk all the mitzvahs afilu with the rabbonin. Umada beis asurim kach. Madach he was makbet so much rabbeis asurim. It was soon seen in Tosfos really there was a heter to eat without washing your hands. Still he was machm alatzmoi ishloi beveis asurim lachas kama v'kama. If you're not in jail, avada how machmir Rav Akiva was. Like Tais learns here, second Tais is mutav omes misas atzvin. Af agav the beperek kama omru arba dvorim peturim b'machne rechitzas yodayim v'chol shchem mokem sakona. In some madras they patted the army men. They don't have to wash their hands before they eat bread. So avada you mokem sakona in jail. Avada you don't have to wash your hands. So why was he machmir so much Rav Akiva? Then to Tosfos machmir latzmoi enich namid. Rav Akiva was a machmir upon himself. So that's what the Gemara means. Madach beis tasurim he was machmir so much. Avad in other places he was also machmir upon himself. Rav Akiva was so machmir not to be over in Issa the Rabbon. Fight Amr Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. B'shoa shetikin shloimoi erevin or tilo shadayim. Shloimoi Melech was the first one to masakin hilchas erevin to shal exactly on what takonas he made. Could be only Rubik Haseris he made. Who are the Tzilul Shadayim? Shlomo HaMelech was Masakan Inyan to wash your hands before you eat. You have to have Tzilul Shadayim. If Shlomo HaMelech made these two takonis, is Yotza Baskel, Basko went out for Yomro, Beni, Im Chochem Libcho Yismach Libi Gamani. If you're so smart like to make these two takonis, even the Abish is happy. For Yom, another Pasuk says, Chacham Beni V'samach Libi, V'yoshivi Chorfi Dover. I'll take back any Chorfo, also a tremendous after, it's very happy in Shemayim with these two takonis. To wash your hands and to have Hilchas Ervin. Dorash Rova, mind you, see what the person Shira Shirim say. Lucho doidi neitzia soda, come my beloved one, let's go out in the fields. No li no bakforum, let's live in the cities. Nashki malakrom, let's go out to the vineyards. Nira in Porcha Gef, let's see if the Gefren blossomed. Posach hasmoder, if the smoder opened up. Hey neitzer orimoinim, the pomegranates bud yet. Shom etenes doidi lucho. Then there I'll give you my love. L'chod doy dinei tzasod, what does that mean? Omru k'nes Yisrael of Nei Kodesh Baruch Hu Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Al tedinei ni ki yoshvei krochim. Don't be dan os Klal Yisrael as if we're living in the big cities. Because living in the big cities is very, you have to be careful there. Why? Sheish b'em gezel. You have too many people there, the big guns, they steal a lot. V'arroyis, they do a lot of arroyis there. Or shvua shav, they swear false there. Or shvua sheka they have. Is don't be dan us like we're living in the big cities. No neit say hasoda. Let's go out to the fields. Bo v'yarecha tamid chachamim. Let me show HaKadosh Baruch Hu better than the tamid chachamim. She'oiskim ba'tori matoichat chak. That they learn Torah even though it's very hard to manage. No li no bakforim. Let's sleep outside in the kforim. Atikri bakforim doesn't mean outside in the cities. Ela b'choifrim. That means the people that are choifer. That means bo v'yarecha oisom. I'll go and show you the people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them so much toiva, gave them so much money. And what do they do with the money? They're kofer from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They don't do mitzvahs with it. Let's go to the kromen. What does that mean? Elo boti kinesias aboti midrashis. V'nira im porcho hagefen. Let's see if the vineyards, if the grapes blossom. What does that mean? Elo bali mikra. These are the people that know how to learn at least chumash. Posach hasmodar, did the smodar open up? You become right. Elo bali mishnah. These are people not to learn mishnah. Hey neitzu, remind him. Did the pomegranates blossom yet? Elo bali gemara. These are the people that learn gemara. Shom etten es doidi lecho. That means erocho kvoidi vegoidli. There I'll show the covet of Klal Yisrael and the godless of Klal Yisrael. Shvach b'niya b'noisai. That there'll be a shvach b'niya b'noisai. That's where I want to show off to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Omer Rav Hamnuna, my dichtiv, what does the Pasuk say? V'yadaber shloishes alpayim moshel. That he said three... It's a Shloima. That Shloima Melech said 3,000 moshel, v'yihi shiroi chamesh v'yelef. And he made 1,005 shiros. That's how many songs he made. But he made 3,000 misholim. Malamed, Shoma Shloima, I'll call Diba Vadiba Shotera, Shloishes Al Paye Moshel. And every word is in Torah, he was able to explain the Torah with 300 different Misholim. That's how well he was explaining the Torah. And I'll call Diba Vadiba Shal Seifrim, every Diba that says in Seifrim what the Chomin made up, is Chamisha V'Yelef Tamin. He was able to say 1,005 Tamin for it. That's how much Shloima knew about the Torah. Dorosh Rava, Maidlich Siv, V'yoyseh shoye kelis chochem, more than kelis shoye melech was smart, oid limud das esom, he also taught das to the am, izain v'chiker tikein, misholem harvi. What does this mean? He was izain v'chiker and tikein is masakin, a lot of misholem. Limne das esom, what does that mean? He learned das to the am, the amare b'simne. He learned with simonim, ta'amim v'yasavro b'maide domilei. And he explained with a little bit, this is doima to this. That's where he started off to learn. Trashi agmer b'simne tamin, kovalo mesuris b'simonim b'ein b'tevas anikra, b'ein b'girsa shomishna. He set aside a klor mesur exactly how you have to learn it, with simonim. Yeah. Baita, izein v'chiker tike misholem harbe, omar ula omar ebeleza, v'tchilo hoisetora doima l'chvifo she'ein loz nain. Was doima to like a pitcher that doesn't have any handle to it. That's the way the Torah was. Because we couldn't understand the Torah. At Shabbos Shloima v'osalo osnayim. That Shloima Melech made a handle to the Torah that we could understand it a little bit. So Rashi learns v'osalo osnayim shetikin ervin v'yodayim v'gozal l'shnias l'royis. V'yidei kach oichzen yischo b'mitzvus. V'yidei kach klayisol listen to the mitzvus. Shenesrachakum min averot. Because of these takonis, they stood away from doing averis. Kederach shenoyach lechos b'kli shere. It's easier to hold on to a kli that has a handle than it doesn't have a handle. So that the konis the rabbonin makes it easier for you to mekayim the mitzvahs. Because since you can't do an issa the rabbonin, avadi won't come to be over an issa the raisa. So it's easier to do the deraisis if you have the konis the rabbonin. Later, the pasuk in the Shir Hashirim says, "Kavut soisav tatalim." His blocks of hairs were made out of curls, like Omer Rav Chizda, Omer Marukva, Malamed Shiesh Lidroish. I'll call kites for kites, and every single kites, kites is like on the Sefer Torah. Every single ois has kites and has like marks going up on top of it. I'll call kites for kites tilei tilim shel alochis. He was able to dash your mamas piles and piles of alocha from every single like dot movement in the ois in the Torah. And shchayrus kariv, it's black like a raven. What does that mean? The miyata might say, who do you find who could learn Torah good? People that get up early and stay up late at night and learn Torah. Lebeis HaMedrash. They go into the base.